This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
But go ahead, David. What are people saying here?
I swear, sometimes I get tired of my own people with this because I'm black whining. Howard is not a good coach. That's all. James in Redford.
If you missed the start of the show, the post game last night was a circus. And one of the questions asked was one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. I don't know how the microphone wasn't taken away. But the idea that Juwan Howard or any Big Ten coach is under fire because of their race, yet the only coach fired was a white guy, it's asinine. It's insulting. And really, I don't even understand after going 8-24 why it's a question for this guy. Right. You could be white, black, you could be maroon, glow-in-the-dark turquoise, you could be a Klingon from Rico's favorite show, Star Trek. You're fired. Race doesn't even enter the discussion.
Right.
You could be whatever SpongeBob is, and you're fired.
You win, people like you.
Who's his friend, the calamari? Fired.
You win. I mean, Hubert Davis had pressure. Wasn't doing too well at North Carolina. Turned it around. Started winning. Funny thing, that happened.
Guess what? If John Shire doesn't start going to Final Fours, if John Shire doesn't get it rolling, guess what'll happen? And John Shire's got maybe the best recruiting class I've ever seen on planet Earth coming in next year. If John Shire is a couple of years here, well, let's say Duke gets aced out early this year, and next year they fall flat. You know what you're going to hear? John Shire's on the hot seat.
Yeah.
Former player, disciple of Coach K, one of K's favorite people. They'll fire his ass.
8-24, why is this even a question?
I don't know.
8-24, you literally get off the plane, hop in the car with a box in your hand, and you just start taking stuff out of your office.
They should have done
because you're just waiting for the phone to ring.
They should have done him like Utah State with the women's coach.
Right.
They fired her ass in the locker room.
So, Coach, what's next year going to look like? Well,
I don't know. I just got canned.
They won't be in next year. I was told I'm not coming back. So
that was unbelievable. They asked the question, how are you going to rebuild? She goes, I won't be.
Right.
I just got fired.
Why would you let her get up at the podium?
I don't know.
Right.
But it was awesome.
It was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I got fired, so it'll be somebody else.
Yeah,
that's
a YP, not an MP.
Right.
Let's go to Tyler, 97.1. Tyler, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, guys. Just got to mind me. I'm driving through Georgia, about to come back home tomorrow.
Okay, welcome.
Be safe.
What's on your mind? What do you got?
So, let me tell you guys a story. I'm at a bar last night in Auburn, Alabama, getting ready to watch this basketball game that was supposed to be a basketball game. And by halftime, I'm being laughed out the door because I'm a Michigan fan wearing Michigan gear. It is shameful. Now, this reporter might call me a racist because I'm white, but Juwan Howard needs to be fired out the door right now. If he is back next season, I don't know what's going to happen. He's regressed every single year that he has been a Michigan head coach. Every single year.
Yeah, they've gone from first to worst. They've gone from first to worst over a three-year period. It's been a steady decline. And Tyler, the reality is, unless Rico wants to tell me otherwise, the recruiting has declined with it. And as much as I make fun of recruiting, where you'll have grown men upending their day about some 17-year-old's decision, it is the lifeblood of a program over the long haul, and more specifically with college basketball, where one great player can carry you to, at minimum, an NCAA tournament.
Right.
I mean, look at the driving force behind North Carolina this year. It's R.J. Davis, freshman. Yes, Armando Bacot is a stud, but the reality is without that perimeter play, without that level of explosiveness, North Carolina would be fighting to get in.
And I don't think that Darrell Brooks or Fat Brooks is going to come in and actually get this thing going.
This kid's name is Fat Brooks?
Yeah, it's his name, Fat.
Fat.
P-H.
So it's not like Bowl.
No. No, but that's his nickname is Fat.
Okay, no, I thought the player's name
literally,
because I was thinking Bowl.
No.
Or like Taco Drow, Fall. When you Drow said Brooks. Fat, I'm like, all right, it must be like,
no.
You know, they went international for the player. I don't know.
No.
So his nickname is Fat.
Right. Grand Rapids Catholic Central.
See, that's like Butta Johnson for UAB. Now, if you get Butta Johnson and Fat McGee or whatever this guy's name is, now we're cooking.
Fat McGee.
now we're cooking. But what a backcourt. It's Butta and Fat.
I don't think that he's a one-and-done type player. So,
alrighty then. Let's go to Ron, 97.1. Ron, how you doing today?
Ronnie.
Hey,
what's going on, Ron?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, there's Juan. It's been a couple of years since I talked to you, Mike, man. What's going on?
Oh, what's happening, Juan?
Welcome back. How are you? And I'm sorry Kenny butchered your name. That's one, Kenny.
Oh, that's cool. I'm good. But, yeah, when Juwan Howard first got hired, I was looking at the hire like, I don't know, man. I'm like, maybe he needs to start small, and now it's showing that he should have started small because it seems like the job is too big for him. I haven't watched the game in, like, 2 years because I just seen it happening. Like, this is just not good basketball. But he just got to go, man. It's just not a good look.
No, and I mean, Juan, I think the thing, look, man, I know I'm hard on my program, but like Michigan, when he took this thing over, I can say it and there's no smarm. You were one of the 10 best programs in America over the course of a decade. John Beilein had put Michigan back on the map, kept him there.
He showed that they were a viable option, that you could go and win. He went to national title games. He won Final Fours. I mean, I used to joke, like, maybe the Mr. March moniker is in the wrong city because he was winning. He was doing things in the tournament. And then it just went backwards.
Yeah, but it was with Beilein's players. And now we're saying with his players, it's like, I don't know. Like, if you know what you're doing,
I think the warning sign had to be having three NBA players last year and not making the NCAA tournament. That is just a huge problem. You had lottery talent the year prior and didn't get a whole hell of a lot done. It's just a steady decline, and let's face it, and guilty. I got bamboozled during the fake year.
COVID!
His only success came in an outer space season where no fans were allowed. Call it. I got duped too because I went, oops, I may have missed this Juwan thing. Because I told you when you hired him, I go, this is a joke. You go from beeline to this.
Yeah.
And then I said, you know what? Hey, I got that one wrong. I ended up not. Because the only success he had was in the bubble. Or whatever we're calling that year.
Because, yeah, it's been a steady decline. You won 8 games. That's it.
Dude, you're out here looking like DePaul. Just stop.
Right. And if I told you at the beginning of the year when you were 3-1 and you were like getting votes for the top 25.
It's like the Pistons.
Yeah.
If I told you after they beat the Bulls, surviving a Zach LaVine 50 burger, you're 2-1, that you would end up 3-30, you'd be like, stop.
Yeah, I'll take that bet.
Not possible.
Right. That's what it feels like.
Hey, Michigan fan, you're going to lose 24 of your next 29 games. That's not possible.
Right. It's not even like you got this.
And here's the other thing I'd like to state for the record. This is also the worst Big Ten of my lifetime. I have never seen the conference top to bottom a worse caliber of basketball.
Because you have new teams there, Mike. Let me help you out. Two teams that normally play on Wednesday, the night that most people don't realize the Big Ten tournament starts.
Northwestern and Nebraska.
Are in the double bye. They don't play until tomorrow.
You hit the bell for yourself right there. You earned that one, Buckaroo. Let's go to David. Shout out Fat Fat. Let's go to David, 97.1. What's up, David? How you doing?
Not too bad, man. How you guys doing?
Excellent. Hey. What's on your mind?
Nothing other than the fact that Michigan should be firing their head coach and their AD is too gutless to do it. I've called in here a couple different times, even last year, even, and said Juwan should be fired, but he wanted to hold on to him then because of a recruiting class and Dickinson and a litany of other excuses that mean hell beans to nobody.
Things and stuff.
Now, yeah, right. He's an ex-player, and he played for the Fab Five, and that means what today? Absolutely nothing. I'm tired of watching a team go out there and look absolutely brainless, clueless, and like they've never been taught basketball before. There was a play two games ago where there was a fast break for the opposing team. The guard that went back to stop it just stopped, let him go before the three-point line, just let him go into the bucket. That stuff had been happening all year long. Michigan is an abysmal number since going to the Elite Eight and losing to UCLA with D-line's players. He did absolutely nothing here except bring in one class. And like you said, Mike, numerous times already, that they underachieved. They had an All-American Hunter Dickinson that they did absolutely nothing with and probably ruined his career, by the way. I'm tired of the whole thing. It makes me sick. I can't wait till September for football season.
Yep.
And there was a time I was calling for Harbaugh too. So I'm not special fan or anything.
No. But David, here's the bottom line. You let somebody hang around long enough, they may end up turning it around, but you're paid to perform. You're not wrong.
But maybe for Michigan fans, David may have hit upon something is that you guys wanted Harbaugh gone, but he fixed it, won you a title.
The difference is he was still winning 80% of his games. He just couldn't beat Ohio State, and he was 500 against bad MSU.
This is for you, buddy.
You know my reaction to that?
Oh!
Thank you, brother. We're praying for you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai,
There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.